Today is the feast day of the great St. John Vianney, the Curé of Ars, the patron saint of parish priests, the only diocesan priest ever to be canonized. St. John Vianney was born near Lyon, France, in the year 1786, just 3 years before the terrible French Revolution, which persecuted the Catholic Church bitterly. Father John Vianney was born into a very poor peasant farming family, very devout Catholic parents. They used to pray together every night and gather the family together for family prayer. They were one of those courageous, heroic families that would hide priests in their home during the persecution and allow Mass to be said in their own home. And people would come to their house to attend Mass, to have their confessions heard, to have the babies baptized. So John Vianney was raised in this very strong and courageous Catholic family. As a young man, he never had any really formal studies in school. He learned as much as he could, through his parents, and because of the persecution of the church, he was not able to make his first confession or first communion until he was 11 years of age. But he felt called to the priesthood as a young boy, as a teenager, and he began to study towards that goal. But he had a very difficult time, even though he was very bright, he had a very difficult time with Latin. Latin was his great difficulty. And so he was not able to really to do his seminary studies. But fortunately, he met a very saintly pastor, a very saintly priest, Father Bali, who tutored him and tried to get him up to speed on his studies. And when Father Bali wrote to the bishop and said, "I think, John is ready to be ordained," the bishop said, "Well, answer me these three questions. Is he devout? Is he pious and devotional?" And Father said, "Yes." "Does he have devotion to Our Lady?" And Father, his pastor, said, "Yes." "Does he know how to pray the rosary?" And Father said, "Yes." And the bishop says, "Okay, I'll ordain him." So they ordained him in the year 1815, and they sent him off to the smallest little village imaginable, the town of Ars, spelled A-R-S. And he would spend the next 41 years of his life in that little town. Apparently he was sent down there because he wouldn't be able to do too much damage. And he was even not allowed to hear confessions for the first year of his priesthood. He was allowed to say Mass, but a year later they gave him faculties to hear confessions. And it's amazing what he did during the next 41 years. He only had 50 families in his parish. In fact, the town was so small he couldn't even find the town. As he was walking in the general direction, he got lost. And he came across a young boy, and he says, "Can you show me the way to Ars?" And the boy gave him directions how to get to Ars. And John Vianney says, "You have showed me the way to Ars. I will show you the way to heaven." If you go to Ars today, you'll see the statue of John Vianney there with that little boy and John Vianney pointing up towards heaven. What's interesting, that 41 years later, John Vianney would die on the same day that young boy would die. The young boy was in his 50s, John Vianney was in his 70s. But they died the same day and I'm sure entered heaven together. His daily schedule was incredible. Let me read from one of the biographies of the life of St. John Vianney. And the author here says that it's a simple fact that he hardly ever slept. He began the day by taking his lantern through the sleepy crowd to begin his prayers in the church at 1 o'clock in the morning. So he got up every day, was in the church at 1 o'clock in the morning. The Curé of Ars was punctual about this. And then from 1 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the morning, he heard women's confessions. And then at 6 o'clock, he celebrated Mass. And then following Mass until 8 o'clock in the morning, he had time for prayer and talked to the pilgrims, blessed religious medals and chatted with them. And then he crossed the square back to the rectory for a half a cup of milk. That was his breakfast every morning, a half a cup of milk. And then, after that, he went back into the church and heard confessions of the men. until about 8:30 in the morning. And then there was a little break in the schedule at 10 o'clock. So from 8:30 to 10, he heard the men's confessions again. And then he would go back to teach catechism to the children until noon. It took 15 minutes, it says, for him to walk through the crowded square back to the presbytery to eat what he called lunch, which was usually just one potato. So his diet was one potato a day. And he did this regularly for well over 30 years. Sometimes he would make what he called hunger killers, which were like a very thick biscuit, almost like a potato pancake. And they were very unappetizing, but they at least kept him going. And then the author says that all the while during lunch, while he ate his potato, he would just stand and talk to the visitors and to the pilgrims. And then says the conversation during lunch was usually well animated, with the curé of Ars telling most of the jokes. Then at 12:30, a large group escorted him on his sick calls to take communion to the sick. And for John Vianney, this was a trying time, as more than a few took the opportunity to snatch pieces of his clothing when someone produced a pair of scissors to snip some of his hair for a souvenir. He stared meekly at them, but afterwards he confessed that he nearly boxed his ears. So he oftentimes when people would try to clip pieces of his cassock as he walked through the square. And then after Vespers and Compline, he heard confessions of women again until 5 o'clock and the men until 8 o'clock in the evening. Then he climbed into the pulpit to lead evening prayers and the rosary. And then more confessions and special talks followed. It says he never left the church before 10 o'clock at night and usually remained until midnight. But then he was back in the church at the stroke of 1. This means he slept 2 hours at most before beginning a new day. And he did this 7 days a week for 30 years. So obviously it was God's grace, it was miraculous how he could keep up the schedule. So he averaged hearing 12 hours of confessions every day in the winter and 16 hours every day in the summer. So many people came every day. He had about 300 people every day that would be lining up for confessions. Usually it took about 3 days to get your confession heard by St. John Vianney. The French government had to extend the railroad to Ars because of the number of people that wanted to travel to Ars. He had the gift of reading souls. If somebody came to confession and was hiding a sin, he would remind them of that sin. He would warn them about their perilous lifestyle. And he would convert many hardened sinners. It says that during his life, it's estimated that he converted 80,000 hardened sinners. And that one of the saints was revealed to him that St. John Vianney was God's instrument to save 300,000 souls during his priesthood. Again, 300 pilgrims every day came to Ars. 100,000 pilgrims every year came to Ars. The biggest problems in Ars were people were working on Sunday, so he was able to change that, and he stopped people's blasphemy and also their immoral dancing and drinking. He established a house for girls, an orphanage, and he had, of course, many battles with the devil. The devil, on many occasions, would put his bed on fire or throw him out of bed or throw things around the room or beat him up physically. The devil once admitted to him, if there were 3 such priests in the world like him, the kingdom of Satan would be destroyed. So he did this for 41 years, living in Ars, and he died at the age of 73 in the year 1859, canonized in the year 1925. When they opened his casket, many years later, his body was found to be incorrupt. You can go to Ars today and see his incorrupt body. As a priest, you can go say Mass right at the altar, right where his body is. They'll allow you to use his vestments and his chalice when you say Mass there. So what a wonderful saint to perish priest, the patron saint of all priests, especially diocesan priests. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of this great saint, Saint John Vianney, and you can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of Saint John Vianney, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.